Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is it so cold in here? Is it in preparation for our hot rhetoric?
Exactly.
Crank the music up, Michael. It's an information party live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
A dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And hey, y'all, today, Monday, brand new week. We're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The coalition of nations assembled to contain Iran. That we dare not speak of. I couldn't come up with a short way to express that.
All right, I look forward to hearing about that. How y'all doing? Exciting week. Y'all excited? I'm excited.
I'm mildly excited.
I'm excited because I'm here and I feel fine. Friday was near death.
True.
Today I feel fine.
You are far more chipper today. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for us.
God, Friday was brutal. That was an awful day. Big finish now.
Now, certainly an alternate general manager, and it would have been the general manager, is the IRS, were it not for the geopolitical events of the weekend.
I wrote the single biggest check of my entire life on Thursday to the IRS.
Congratulations.
I texted Joe about that, and Joe said, well, at least you know it'll be spent well.
Oh, my God. You start thinking about how they're going to spend your money. And please remember that even if you get money back, that's just because they stole a little more from you than they were legally allowed to and gave you a tiny bit of it back, all right?
Exactly. They got together and said, good gracious, we took a lot from that guy. We got to give him a couple pennies back. He'll pretend like it's a gift.
Doesn't mean you didn't pay a lot to the government. Of course, you know, if you're under a certain level, you don't actually pay to the government.
It's time you paid your fair share.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, when will you pay your fair share?
I feel like I am.
Where is my aircraft carrier? Do I get to at least tour it as long as I've bought it?
So the question we have for Joe, because my position will become well known,
Is he part of the group that believes Iran needs a strong rebuke militarily for what they did on Saturday? Is he part of the mamby-pamby, take the win and go home coddling coalition?
Well, thank you. First of all, for laying it out there in such a neutral and accommodating way.
Right. I watch a lot of cable news, so I know how this works.
That is a really interesting question. I am not prepared to answer it as yet.
Okay, here's my metaphor. Or it's an analogy. It's an analogy. Or is it a metaphor? Yes. I'm not sure I know.
Maybe both. Right.
You got a neighbor. You live in a nice neighborhood, or maybe you don't. But you got a neighbor, and he has been for years talking about how he's going to kill you and your whole family. He just never stops talking about how he's going to kill you and your whole family. And he's got this vicious dog always snarling and snapping at your wife and your kids and you. In fact, not that long ago, the vicious dog bit the hand off one of your kids. And you said to your neighbor, "My God, that is it. You have got to get rid of that dog. That is horrific." And the guy continues to say he's going to kill you and your family and does nothing about the dog. And you think, finally, I got to do something. And you kill his dog. And he says, "All right. Nobody gets away with that. In retaliation for you killing my dog," he steps outside and he blasts your house with a gun. Repeatedly, hundreds of shots. Luckily, you had prepared with a bulletproof door and bulletproof windows and bulletproof walls. None of the bullets get through. And what you do is you say, "I'll take the win and just call it a day and continue to live next to my crazy neighbor who's already injured my family and just tried to kill me again and still vows to kill me. I'll just take the win and call it good." Is that what you're going to do, President Biden? What's wrong with my analogy? What is left out?
Wow, first of all, that was a colorful tale. Do I have to disclose the presence of my insane pit bull wielding gun mad neighbor when I sell my home? I believe I do in disclosures. A lovely analogy.
So under the disclosure, you'd say bathroom sink links, neighbor tries to kill you.
Occasional airport noise, and yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly. By the way, this is both a metaphor and an analogy, and I believe what's the allegory? Mm. It's an allegory. What an interesting way to frame it. The complication in me answering this question simply is that, and this gets to the general manager, The fending off of all of the drones and rockets was done by Israel, of course, financed in large part by the United States, also by our guys, also by the Saudis, also by other states in the region, which shall remain nameless. So the entire neighborhood has rallied and come to you and said, "Look, we haven't gotten along in the past, but we all hate Pitbull Jim. And if Pitbull Jim so much as twitches, we're 100% with you. We're going to wipe him off the face of the earth."
Didn't he just twitch?
Well, yeah. I'm not arguing against your clear point of view. I'm just considering it. Thinking man.
I'm not. It's not a clear. Anybody who claims these are easy questions is full of, I almost dropped an S-bomb.
No, you can be,
like, I might be 70% that direction, but anybody who claims it's a clear-cut case of how you should handle these is just a liar.
I absolutely think the argument can be made that Israel needs to exact a price to demonstrate, you send all these bull-ass drones at us. Guess what? We got a missile you're never going to see, and oh, there goes your oil refinery. So let's quit playing here. I don't mind that idea.
The reporting last night was U.S. officials are saying, we now believe that attack from Iran was intended to do damage. It didn't, but it was intended to. It wasn't after we killed Soleimani, it would appear that they didn't intend to do damage. They intended to show that they wouldn't just completely roll over and take it. They fired some stuff at an empty base, and then we let it go. This was not that, according to U.S. officials in the New York Times last night. They were trying to. They shot all these missiles and drones. They sent them, a whole bunch of them, at Jerusalem. Major population center, hoping to kill people. They just weren't successful. That's what we're saying now.
Yeah, and one more complication to the analysis, and that is, can you imagine, speaking of metaphors or allegories or alligators or whatever we're doing here, imagine it's a week before the Super Bowl. Perhaps my poor defeated 49ers are playing the Chiefs again. And somehow the 49ers find a way to force the Chiefs to scrimmage them and show what weapons they have and what plays they have. Some analysts believe that's what Iran did. They called out all of the regional and Israeli defenses to take a good look at them. It was a dress rehearsal, and the big multi-front attack, including from Hezbollah and the other, you know, proxy groups around the region, that is yet to come. Who knows?
Well, my next comment kind of revolves around what the opening clip will be. So let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On this, it is, oh, my God, the worst day of the year. It's Pup-Pup's birthday, Henry's dog that he loves so much.
That's the pug?
That's the pug, Pugsito.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is six today, I believe. But it is also tax day, the evilest day of the year.
Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
April 15th, year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Never has there been a more appropriate clip played, Michael.
We got to play that 10 times today.
Yeah. All right. Let's begin officially then. According to FCC rules and regulations, can't wait to get going at Mark.
Message to Iran in this moment.
Don't. I have one word. Don't.
To any actor, state or non-state, trying to take advantage of this crisis to attack Israel. Don't.
We have just one word. Don't.
And if I have just one word. Ineffectual.
If you didn't know, the president once again said don't on Friday. So as we mentioned Friday, before I disappeared into the bathroom on my hands and knees for like an hour before I made it to my car. Yes, that's real. Oh, my God. Anyway, as we mentioned on Friday, the president once again, with the announcement that Iran was going to attack in the next 24 to 48 hours, said don't. My message is don't. First of all, I don't know how he isn't embarrassed to say that for the eighth time and be ignored.
No kidding.
But I see kids in the parents in the Walmart telling their kids don't like 15 times in a row, and the kids completely ignore them. And apparently they think on the 16th time it'll work or something. I don't know.
It is so reinventing the wheelie. It is known. It is universally known. It is undeniable that the message must be, if you attack, our retribution will be swift and terrible.
Well, we can.
That's all that needs to be said, and then you live up to it every time. And guess what? The attacks stop.
We need to move on. But I feel like Barack Obama saying "don't" to Assad in Syria with the chemical weapons, then letting them get away with it, and Russia going into Ukraine the first time in 2014 and us scolding him but doing nothing about it, and many, 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 many examples of this through the years, is just making the world more dangerous and getting us closer to the big giant war. I really think that. So the don'ts are doing more harm than good. And this idea that, well, the argument on the other side would be, yes, but we have not had the giant war happen. So that's their argument. I just think we're getting closer to the giant war by continuing to make it clear that we'll never retaliate. We'll never. Our only goal, as we talked about last week, the only goal of Biden Obama is don't escalate. Not win, not deter, just don't escalate. Until they get to escalate.
Also to be discussed today, the trial that will get Trump elected president, the ludicrous Alvin Bragg exercise in Manhattan. Can't wait to dig into that one.
Yeah, on every channel but Fox, we have turned the page from Iran-Israel, which should be an ongoing story, to Trump trial today. Full time. No doubt about it. How does mailbag look?
You ever been driving somewhere, like to a meeting, and you realize you didn't have time to eat, and you're really hungry, and you search around your car, and you find some beef jerky that's kind of old, and it's edible, but it's not very good? Mailbag's about that good.
I remember my uncle pulled an old, dry piece of field corn out from underneath the seat of his truck once when we were driving somewhere. They started gnawing on that to the howls of laughter of all the kids.
That's a great gag.
Oh, God, we laughed hard. Anyway, yeah. All that on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I like this one-word text reply to the montage of all the times Biden administration has said don't. Did.
Pithy, my friend. Yeah. Pithy. Yeah, here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. I love this. This was sent along by Zabo, which sounds like a clown character from back when The Simpsons didn't suck. Zabo sent along a quote from Joseph Stalin that he calls an inverse freedom-loving quote. Stalin said, and I didn't have time to verify this, but I'll look it up. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Hmm. What do you think? Too perfect?
I'm surprised I haven't heard it before, because I'm a pretty big Stalin reader, but...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we'll move along to this one from...
Was Zabo the Marx Brothers that drank too much and they just had to...
Yes, unfortunately, ended up in a sanitarium. That's correct. This freedom-loving quote of the day from George Harrison of the Beatles. Don't ask me what you want it for if you don't want to pay some more, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Mailbag.
Freaking taxes.
Oh, I know. The key of it, the point of any regime in any political system is to get the keys to the treasury and thereby have the power to collect taxes and distribute those taxes to others to ensure their loyalty. It works somewhat differently in a democracy than a dictatorship, but that's what it's all about. The difference being in a democracy, they have to pretend that it's going to noble and wonderful purposes that will benefit us all. No, it's to buy loyalty. Moving along. Love this note from... Oh, first we'll go with this one from Aaron. Not to start a Monday off in a dark place, but I've got these weird gut feelings of late. Like we're not going to get to enjoy our nice, simple lives for much longer. Anyway, happy thoughts. Happy thoughts.
I have been feeling that, too. That's when I couldn't sleep last week. Just the feeling that between AI... the new world order and a variety of things. My kids are going to grow up in such a different world that I did that I can't even wrap my head around it. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but...
There's another geopolitical tectonic plate that I feel shifting that we haven't even discussed thus far this morning, and that it has to do with Russia, but more on that to come. Let's see. Jess in Wiley, Texas. Always good to hear from Hillbilly. Jess writes, watching Good Morning America on Sunday, because I might be a moron, and they were interviewing a reporter on the ground in Jerusalem who was describing what it was like to be on the receiving end of a barrage of rockets. I was struck by a comment he made almost in passing. He said that after the attack was over, he saw fireworks. People at a mosque near his hotel in Israel were celebrating. That might be a problem. Oof. Of course, the chick interviewing didn't react to that comment at all. It was as if it was the silent passing of gas in a room that she didn't want to make a big deal of, but definitely knew it was there and was bothered by.
Wow.
And then a little insight from Zach the Artilleryman. Just wanted to add some context after all the pro-Iran accounts on Twitter started moving the goalposts and saying Iran meant to cause minimum damage just to send a message.
Mm.
I've got to admit, I have advocated that position myself, but Zach writes, in the artillery world, we have a type of mission we call an SEAD, suppression of enemy air defenses, in which we pound the hell out of an enemy air defense sites with ground-based artillery to break the enemy's ability to engage our air power flying in and dropping ordnance on a target with better precision. This is all Iran was trying to do in their own way. Use the drones to suppress Israel's ADA, knowing they wouldn't do much to leave a window for their larger ordnance to break through. Fortunately, Iran sucks, and 50% of the ballistic missiles failed either to launch or in flight. So, yeah, anyone pretending Iran is playing 4D chess is full of poop. You don't launch that much ordnance without an intent to cause a lot of damage. Iran just sucks at it.
Yeah, U.S. officials, again, did report that last night, that there was the intention was mass casualties. Or just the rest of the world was just good enough to stop them. A lot to talk about today. Holy cow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case.
On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk. I have a crooked judge. This has never happened before, by the way. You do know that, right? With all of the things they did, with millions of pages of study, they found nothing, which makes me perhaps the most honest guy almost in the world, I think. They found nothing.
Oh, my God. It starts today. Let me read what Mark Halperin wrote in his newsletter over the weekend. On the current course of the Middle East developments that spawned Saturday night wall-to-wall cable news coverage that will continue into Sunday will be wiped away Monday morning by wall-to-wall-to-wall-to-wall coverage of Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, curtain raised by all the major papers over the weekend,
for which the TV networks have put in place so much infrastructure and so much legal analysts and other assets, it would likely take Bibi flying his own plane and dropping a nuclear weapon on Tehran to dislodge the People versus Trump from the U.S. media airwaves starting Monday morning.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, brother. So that is so well said. Speaking of well said, I have got to lean on the fabulous Rich Lowry of the National Review, his preview of the trial. Alvin Bragg is to be commended for getting to trial on the Trump hush payments case. Lesser prosecutors would have been daunted by the prospect of creating a national melodrama and norm-breaking prosecution of a former president over what is, in essence, a misdemeanor business records charge. They would have blanched at having to rely on serial perjurer Michael Cohen as a star witness. They would have recognized the inherent ambiguity in the question of whether the hush payments to Stormy Daniels were personal payments or campaign expenses. They would have been reluctant to torture the law to stretch the statute of limitations just far enough to cover the events in question, and would have been too embarrassed by the chronological difficulty involved in arguing that events in 2017 influenced the 2016 election. This is why federal prosecutors and Bragg's predecessor took a pass on this case, but Bragg is made of sterner stuff and wasn't going to let mere legal inadequacy prevent him from reaching for his destiny. I thought that was really good.
That is really good. And as Peggy Noonan said yesterday on one of the talk shows, she said, "This is all beneath us, I hope."
And I remember the legal claims that Bragg and his office were making being explained to me in a fair amount of detail. Then several months later, I couldn't remember. And that's either creeping senility or, more likely, it's so odd and unlikely and hangs together so poorly, I just couldn't remember. I can explain to you what's happening, go ahead.
Before you explain what's happening, because that's key to the whole thing, I think they are making a mistake, the anti-Trump networks and every publication, calling it the hush money trial. And I was watching MSNBC today, and they worded in such a way. The same thing happened during the Clinton thing. I guess they just do shorthand for dumb people. They make it seem like it was about the BJ when it wasn't about the BJ. But so this is not about, well, it is, but not the actual crime is not because he attempted to pay a porn star to keep her mouth shut about an affair. You're about to explain what it actually is. But I think they actually are doing themselves more harm than good, because I think a lot of voters are going to be, even if he's found guilty, they think, well, so what? He's guilty of paying a porn star to not talk about an affair. Of course you would. Who wouldn't do that?
Interesting.
I think they're doing the wrong thing. Of course, it's a pretty big stretch to try to convince people that misfiling paperwork is something to get excited about.
Well, right. Yeah. Of course, they're as desperate for clicks and eyes and ears as Hunter was for another rock of cocaine back in the day.
True. I always assume that it's just about trying to bring down Trump, but keeping your audience around is a big part of it also.
Right. So prepare to see many pictures of the buxom Miss Clifford on your local TV news for the next several weeks.
Aging porn star. And that's a bad term. That's just a...
Well, at this point, she's a suburban mom, right? Who occasionally trots herself out, her stuff out, in sad, humiliating appearances at the nation's second tier of strip clubs.
I've seen some of her work. You could call her former gymnast if you wanted to. But she's done some disgusting things. I've seen them with my own eyes.
Well, you're disgusted by them. Why don't you mind your own business? Anyway, to the trial. Please, the trial. So, as they mentioned in the Wall Street Journal in their coverage, the Stormy thing was sordid, no doubt. But that's not what's going on here. The DA's argument is a legal stretch in ways that might bother skeptical jurors or an appeals court. In fact, the funny thing is, I wish there was some mechanism whereby the appeals court could step up and say, well, hey. Right. Don't waste the taxpayer money. Don't waste everybody's time and trouble. This case sucks.
There's
no way we don't boot it back to you. So anyway, but here are the facts.
Well, before you get to the facts, do you think I'm right that the cable news channels are trying to make it seem like the crime is paying a porn star to keep her mouth shut?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Partly because it has the tingle of the sexual angle of it. And secondly, as you're about to find out, if you explained what it's actually about, it would be unmasked as ludicrous.
The buxom Miss Clifford.
All right, here we go. So, Ms. Daniels has stated that in 2006, everybody's quickly doing the math in their heads. Wait a minute, isn't that 18 years? Yes, you're right. 18 years ago, she and Mr. Trump...
It's almost 20 years old. Sex from 20 years ago should not be discussed at all.
Yes, their brief boinking can now vote and is probably paying taxes today on April 15th, it is now 18 years old. So 18 years ago, she and Mr. Trump had an encounter.
Love was in the air.
Oh, I have such a great punchline, but it's disgusting, and you're not here to be disgusted, friends, so I'll move along. A decade later, as the 2016 election neared, Mr. Trump's fixer, Michael Cohen, paid Ms. Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet. And I don't recall whether she went to the... Oh, she was going to talk to an author or a tabloid or something like that?
National Enquirer and the Pickler guy who squashed it or whatever.
Right. Right, because this sounds like half an extortion case to me. But anyway, so there we are, 10 years down the road from their brief encounter. And Michael Cohen paid her $130,000 to shut up. A non-disclosure agreement, of course, is not legal. They're signed all the time. Mr. Bragg's complaint is about the paperwork. Mr. Cohen was reimbursed. He actually wrote the check for $130,000.
Out of his own account?
Essentially. Yes. And he was reimbursed by Trump and company through the year of 2017 via a monthly retainer, like you pay to a lawyer who you've got on your staff, that was, quote, disguised as a payment for legal services.
Who freaking
according to
cares?
Alvin Bragg.
I can't even imagine anybody caring about this.
Nobody. Now you might be asking yourself, Joe, didn't you say that it's a misdemeanor? Well, I'll get to that. But Bragg padded his indictment by separately charging each invoice, each check, and each ledger entry as a felony. That's how you get to 34 counts. So Trump said to Cohen, look, I'll pay you a monthly retainer. It'll be big and fat to pay you back for what you paid for the porn gal. And every single one of those checks, every single one of those ledger entries is its own felony, according to Alvin Bragg. Now,
which they didn't have to do, but often it's not done unless you want to have a really big number of felonies because it sounds splashy.
Right.
They could have called that one felony, one crime.
Right. It's really a stretch. So falsifying business records in New York, if indeed that's what this is, can be a misdemeanor. But the statute of limitations on that has expired. So we're through here. Whoa, no, wait a minute. Mr. Bragg has to, one, charge felonies and not the misdemeanor charge, which under New York law means showing that Mr. Trump cooked the books, quote, with intent to commit another crime or to aid or conceal the commission thereof. But even that is required a special dispensation because the 2017 payments are outside the 5-year felony window. But one state judge ruled that Mr. Bragg enjoys an extra year of leeway after, wait for it, emergency COVID-19 executive orders stop the clock on legal cases.
Wow, lawyers. Oh, wow.
This makes the Hunter Biden plea deal look on the up and
up. Wow, I hadn't heard that. So they got the extra year out of COVID. Yeah, that's it.
So the crucial question then to charging this as a beyond the expiration date felony or 34 felonies is what is that second crime? To bring the bookkeeping felonies, Mr. Bragg needs an underlying offense that Mr. Trump intended to commit or conceal, even if it isn't prosecuted. Well, Bragg didn't charge the second crime and did not clearly identify it in last year's indictment. His court filings since have advanced four theories of what that crime might be, three of which the judge said, yeah, conceivably, four he threw out completely. And those are like campaign contributions. And I mean, they're dubious arguments and real stretches of the legal language.
So to be fair, the crime didn't happen 18 years ago. The sex happened 18 years ago. The crime, if it is one, happened 6 years ago. 2016.
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 8 years ago. But why is so many legal experts that I've heard, like even some of the nonpartisan ones, think he'll be found guilty on this? Because it's New York and the jury and...
Yeah, well, he's being charged with 34 felonies, and if you get one conviction, you've gotten him, quote-unquote, convicted.
And he's a felon.
Yeah, exactly. This is such a stretch. Again, if the jury, if they can manage to stack the jury in ruby, not the ruby red, sapphire blue New York with anti-Trump types, which would be a pretty poor performance by his attorneys, who've not been so great so far, so maybe that'll happen. But even if they get a conviction, I'm pretty damn sure an appeals court is going to chuck this out.
Okay, before we move on, it's worth getting this on. Here's a legal analyst reminding us of a couple other politicians who did similar things on Fox today.
But this case is also something else, a classic example of unequal justice and selective prosecution. Hillary Clinton did pretty much the same thing. She, too, used a lawyer to secretly pay for the phony Steele dossier and booking it as legal expenses. She was fined by the FEC, but she wasn't prosecuted, and neither was Barack Obama, even though he was fined a whopping $375,000 for hiding donors and keeping illegal contributions. But if your last name is Trump, the standard of justice is completely different and turned on its head.
I thought that was interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a couple other unequal justice stories later on in the show, but yeah, this one is ridiculous. And just, you know, maybe you're new to the show, maybe you haven't heard us droning on about this stuff for years, but I think in some of the other trials, Trump violated the law and may well get convicted and probably deserves it. But this one's a joke.
It's supposed to last, starts today, supposed to last about 6 weeks, got a week or so of jury selection, not televised.
6 weeks of sitting there for Trump?
Yeah. Not televised, though, but I'm sure there'll be lots of leaks coming out of the courtroom all day, every day. As you heard, there's quite an infrastructure of media built there outside the courthouse. We've got Katie's headlines on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
God, I was just looking at a bunch of AI-created images from the courtroom that haven't happened. But it was like they just have pictures of Trump, you know, standing up, wagging his finger at the judge and stuff like that, which never happened. But you can just tell the computer to do that and have one if you want it.
Remember that series of pics that came out last year or a year before of Trump, like, fighting cops or whatever, but running from
and climbing out of a tunnel in his orange jumpsuit and stuff? Yeah.
Oh, man, we have so much to talk about, so little time. Really quickly, breaking business news, Tesla is cutting more than 10% of their global workforce, according to Elon Musk.
Electric cars
are the future.
All right.
Everybody wants them. 90% of all cars must be electric cars by next week. Sign me, Joseph R. Biden, senile. Hey, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From NBC News, Trump's historic New York hush money trial begins today with jury selection.
I think it's better for justice that it's not televised, but damn it, it would be fun to watch.
Oh, it would be OJ over again, wouldn't it? All over again.
From CNN, Biden tells Netanyahu U.S. will not participate in any counterstrike against Iran.
Boy, how about that? Just like before the dust has settled, making it clear, no, we're not going to help you counterstrike. Wow. And not privately. Said that out loud.
Right. If this weren't all so serious and important, he would be hilariously inept. In terms of foreign policy, Biden, he's almost 180 degrees from ept. He's completely inept.
Well, he's 100% don't escalate, no matter what.
No spine.
From USA Today, will Joe Biden and Donald Trump debate this fall? News outlets call on candidates to compete.
I heard somebody actually talking about a debate possibly happening in the fall. I'd assume that was off the table. I don't know.
From ABC News, FBI opens criminal investigation into Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. They're now investigating whether the crew left the port with the knowledge that something could be wrong with the ship.
Oh, I ended up on a Twitter thread yesterday. I didn't realize there's quite the conspiracy lane out there around this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Always. It's inevitable now.
From the New York Post, recreational use of erectile dysfunction drugs is on the rise. For doctors, it's a hard no.
What's the party aspect of it?
Are you proud of yourself?
I am.
I don't like to walk around parties with an erection. I don't understand the
you don't?
How it's a party drug.
Apparently, it's a big thing on social media. It went viral on TikTok that people are using these.
But does it give you a buzz or... Do you mix it with vodka and call it a... I can come up with some great names.
Oh, boy. Please don't. Yeah, I don't understand recreational use. I mean, it's by definition recreational use, isn't it? Unless you're trying to produce a child. Well, you need to dig into that. We need to know more, but
honey,
moving along.
How do you feel about some recreation this evening?
From the Daily Mail. Family who got their 9-year-old son a pet octopus reveal how it upended their life and destroyed their home after giving birth to 50 babies.
So... don't get a pet octopus, is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Well, I've eaten plenty of octopus, just saying.
I do not like the suction cups. I don't... squid and octopus, the suction cup thing. Oh, I hate the texture of that.
Could be in a baby.
Ugh.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Trump indicted for taking more Chick-fil-A sauces than he actually needed for his order.
Yeah!
And also some chicken.
Yeah,
Alvin Bragg ought to go after him for that. Look at that. Who needs three dipping sauces?
Hilarious. Oh, God, there's so much to talk about today.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.